Hello, welcome back to Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Art, who plays Shinsoku.
Good evening, everybody.
And next, we have Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hey, everybody. I guess we're going in reverse order today.
And last but not least, Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Bright Force, because I started last, no one else knew to do that. So now I'm the only one to do it.
We flip the table, we move the table around the room we record in, so at least they mirrored each other. They mirrored the original positions.
And Paul still went right to left.
Yes.
Paul's left to his right.
Correct. Because yes. We sit opposite each other, so it would always be wrong to you.
Try being dyslexic.
All right.
That's why I didn't pay attention to that.
All right, so, question of the day is, what's your favorite disaster movie? And yes, you can come up with one, like, also, yeah. And if someone could take notes.
The character, or?
Yes.
Yes. Both.
Yeah, both.
Mainly the character, but yours too, if you want. At least that's my understanding.
Yeah.
You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Paul. No, you're dead ass.
No, your ass is dead.
Dante's Peak is mine.
I don't know if I've ever
seen it.
I know I haven't seen it.
With Pierce Brosnan, and yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
And then, I'm trying to think of a good...
A suit cape themed one? I think a terrible one, so I'll say it.
Didn't we do disaster movies?
We did sci-fi movies.
Correct.
I'm thinking like Poseidon Adventure or something like that.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So... Rob would have to go with Armageddon.
I'm right.
That's my answer too. So
I've got my own answer, but Armageddon's a close second.
Yeah,
I'll probably agree with whatever you said.
Yeah. You know what mine is. What was my original job choice?
Trucker.
No.
Wait a minute.
So what's Demons? What's Demons?
You're
right. He doesn't know.
Does now?
Didn't have much as a kid. No.
I mean, now he's an adult. He has to go on dates and shit. That's what he...
So what's Claire's favorite disaster movie?
Hers is Birdemic. I'm looking through the list of disaster movies.
You can make one up, too.
Yep. I've not figured out the name for it yet, but probably, like, some sort of rated technology attack.
War Games. Technageddon.
What was that movie?
Technageddon, sure.
Or Revolution, where all the tech stopped working in the whole world.
That was a TV show.
Yes, but it was based on a book or a movie.
Book, I think.
Yeah.
There was a B-grade sci-fi movie where the solution was they needed a virgin system that had never been connected to the network to create the antivirus. So they had a Game Boy Advance that they just sat there and they programmed. The lady sitting there playing on the Game Boy Advance. Yes. And that's how she built the antivirus that they plugged into the system. I'm just looking at it like, no, this is stupid. I love it.
I thought it was a Game Boy Color.
It had the advanced shape. It had the weird hex.
Trapezoidal almost.
Yeah.
All right, so
Mike's is Twister.
Okay.
Because Mike wanted to be a storm chaser for the longest time, even what I went to college for a little while.
Meteorology?
Yep.
So the meteorology.
So I know you just said Twister, but... No joke, as you said Twister, this one popped up for me.
Oh, God.
Space Twister? Space Twister?
Is that a thing?
Space Mega Cyclone, but the trailer says Space Twister.
what's Blastar's?
No. For Blastar, I think I'm actually going to go with Armageddon because of the nuclear option.
Okay, fair.
The ending of that movie just is like, Although I did have a secondary pick, and that would be a 2008 disaster movie.
That was the first thing that came to my head.
Same.
That was one of the first options that actually came up when I looked it up.
Every disaster movie trope known to man, all crammed into one movie.
You know, like Scary Movie, the comedy movie where it makes fun of scary movies. There was Disaster Movie, which made fun of disaster films.
Then there was Vampire Suck, which made fun of vampire movies.
And then there was one that was
especially Twilight.
Romance Sucks, and it made fun of all romantic comedy movies.
Well, the one thing I liked about the Vampire Suck movie was that they came out, you know, like originally in Twilight, she shows up from Arizona with a cactus, this little tiny cactus. Vampire Suck, she shows up with a giant, like 4 foot wide cactus that she's just hauling around because it's her reminder of home.
Oh,
so, Natalie, what's yours?
Ready? It is canonically through Google a disaster movie. So are you ready? It is Jurassic Park.
That is totally
disaster.
Yes.
Independence Day.
Oh, that's
definitely a good one.
That's a very good one.
Paul got a finger point for me. Like, yep.
I know. What's Bright Forces?
I said Jurassic Park.
What's an animal?
What's that?
Jurassic Park.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
We're the same person. Like, it's pretty close.
Yeah.
No, as a kid, I, or it would be.
God, I just imagine her reincarnating or making dinosaurs now.
Or Titanic would be mine as well. I like Titanic. It's a very good film.
Yeah.
All right. So, who wants to do the recap?
I already.
We closed some portals. Blast Star killed a couple people.
I killed a lot of people. I was a weapon.
And we
came up with a name for it.
I reincarnated a bunch of people.
And a bus.
And a bus. And some gas things.
Gas sprayers that turned into skunks. Oh my god, that was beautiful.
Wow, you guys are being real scatterbrained, but I understand, yeah.
No, it was beautiful.
It was a...
And now we have to save the president.
Yes, we do.
Because we got two more squads
to take out.
And then,
but Rob and I came up with a name for that that combo move that we had.
Okay.
I want to call it the Holy Hand Grenade.
Because he's holy and you're the hand grenade?
Yep.
Wow. Went from 18, 16 to 175.
Would Holy Grail be considered a disaster movie?
I don't know.
We shall ask Google if it is.
I don't know well enough.
Let's ask Jen.
No.
It's a comedy. But the ending. Or was that, am I thinking Blazing Saddles? Yeah, no, that's Blazing Saddles. Never mind.
Alright, so, so they took out a group of armed goons who are trying to introduce a power rush inducing gas.
Oh, yes, and we have 100 of those vials that we saved from.
Yeah.
Crap.
I have to say, we'll be requisitioning those.
I don't think requisitioning is the use, but...
They will be taking them from you.
Yeah. No, requisitioning means they're asking for it as equipment.
They are.
No. We are surrendering them to them for disposal or study. Or they are not requisitioning...
Sure. Let's assume that's what's happening.
We're not giving it to them to use as weapons, because that's some bad guy shit.
Yeah, no, that's not what's happening. Yes, I actually have a three-lettered agency that's the good guys.
No,
pretty much. The people in power would make sure that happened. Some of which you've met.
Scariest phrase ever uttered. I'm from the government. Here to help.
You guys, the session ended as Natalie yelled, "The turtle pillow! We have a way!" Or something like that.
I determined that it's kind of like, like when you are watching like a sitcom and then it goes to commercial and then you come back from the commercial and it has like that 5 seconds. I was hoping that this episode could start with Luna going, "It's turtle time!" Because that's how the last one ended.
It is.
And then someone being like, "Oh, how are we going to get to the turtle?" And then she goes, "Turtle time!"
She pulls out a pillow that she took from it.
Is it shaped like a turtle?
Yes.
Awesome.
Like a turtle pillow pet?
Yes.
Did they make turtle pillow pets?
I believe so.
I assume so.
I know they have a penguin one that we have two of somewhere.
Yeah. I wanted to get him an apple one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But we have a way.
So we have a way to get to this turtle.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember correctly,
you sent it... I'm remembering you sent it swimming, but you didn't tell us that.
I like to think that you guys have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
We heard you mention something about skunks and turtles and squirrels.
If I remember correctly, you have 15 minutes before the president's speech will be over and done. And like,
oh yeah, we activated the city's new defense system.
We're trying to find.
That's what they said.
Quote unquote, the explosion of the bus.
Yes. So we're trying to find the phones that were on the bus. So we have to go to the turtle, see if we can find the phones, is what I have written down.
And correct me if I'm wrong, future Mike will put in that we had to retcon that shit, but I'm going to say you have 15 minutes before the speech is over.
So I have in my notes,
the president
arrives 5 minutes before the speech.
Yes.
Speech is 15 minutes, and has about 10 minutes after the speech before he leaves.
She.
So there is a half-hour time at which we have to make sure the president is protected.
And that starts 10 minutes from now. So that starts 5 minutes from now.
So we have 35 minutes?
So we have 5 minutes to figure out what's happening. We can get the phones, we can tech our way through that and figure out what.
Correct. And go.
Hello?
Turtle timer!
Let's go.
And then I throw it at your face.
Roll me a percentile.
For mischance, Franklin?
Yeah.
Do you have the corruption buffer on the board?
It's a 5% mischance.
92.
Fuck, you got close though!
Is it 100? 100?
95 to 100. 96 to 100 is the bad. You tried really hard seeing to fucking you, die.
Seeing as you played ice, 96 to 100 is good.
Good, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, wow, good job!
Or is it 0 to 5? It's bad.
1 to 5.
I thought it was
1 to 5.
It's whatever you want to make it, but you should set it before we roll.
I was following the chart. I thought it was the other way, but it doesn't matter. I know it's a 5% chance of fucking up if you have a physical item. So yeah, you guys appear in a pretty lavishly appointed turtle-shaped apartment.
Is that underwater right now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a...
We're inside, though. That's like, the good point.
It's 150 feet underwater, and you're like... And it's kind of just swimming.
Alright.
Okay. Why are we here?
We need the phones from the team.
Mm-hmm. I found the phone on massive.
Yeah, you do.
Do I find my skunk friends?
Yeah, the skunk friends are all kind of huddled in the corner because they had no idea why they were underwater.
Oh no! I told them where they were going. Yeah, I was like, go in there and be safe. They're safe.
You said go in the turtle. You didn't see the turtle going under goddamn water.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right, we'll go back.
Now, is she speaking to them in skunk or
yes.
English?
They would actually understand both, but she can speak in skunk.
And just so you know that it's all the low numbers are off target.
Good, so high is good.
High is very good,
so
yes.
You were spot on.
I was spot on.
Nice. All right, so, yeah, you find the phones pretty easily. They're, like, in a pile in the middle. It's almost like...
Could have gotten us here with just a description.
It's almost like the, what's it called? The phones all got, like, moved into a pile in the center by, like, a Roomba of some sort, maybe?
Or skunks.
A skunk.
Thank God the phones didn't...
It wasn't an enemy.
No.
Or a weapon.
Alright, so we grab the phones and bring to our resident smart person. Otherwise, I prepare to teleport.
I will let you have help if you'd like, but you can roll a tech check.
I will give you advantage.
Are you proficient?
Yeah.
Then yes.
I should be.
Do you think you need possibly a bardic inspiration?
Yes, I have expertise.
And he's been dating Claire long enough.
11 plus 16 for a 27.
Use the Arcane Inspiration that Nala gave you?
Yes.
I'm assuming difficulty is 30.
That's a
DC. No, I'm asking. I'm not telling.
I did give someone more.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a D6 or is it a D8 right now? That's a D6 right now.
32. Okay, so you breach the encryption on this like it doesn't exist. It isn't as good as the other world's encryption because that's a more tech-heavy world. It's more magic-heavy. And you crack in, and you're like, "This is surprisingly detailed." You have a PDF map with interactive buttons you can go to, and it shows you the different parts of the plan. You see like where the bus is, and that's like circled. That's where they're supposed to be. And then you see like the suck.
Stop shifting so much. I'm hearing all of it.
Sorry.
I mean, the noise floor should help get rid of that, but it's more work.
As if I remember how to do it.
Yeah, that's important to do because it knocks out little noises like that.
I shifted way too much to have.
No, I've been leaning, and it's been.
Oh yeah.
Digging
well,
up against.
If
the...
you can tell, I obviously move a lot in my chair, so I'm like, I need this.
The suck.
So there's the suck where you guys took out the grenadiers with their pretty massive supply of the gas. You see the drone network and how it's listed. There was a drone controller on the tallest building in the stacks that you could have gone to and found. No one thought to go check that, so it didn't come up.
But we took care of all the drones.
Yes,
so.
But you could have done it all at once.
You had told us that there was a connection.
Correct.
Once they were deployed.
They didn't have an active wireless signal, but they could have. It was a tech super running on. he could take
He's
control.
He's probably upset with us.
He's real pissed. Or dead. Because you guys fuck with them so bad. And but the thing you do see is that Midtown, there's listed as one of the houses is listed as a base of operations.
Okay.
And you also see that there are two vans that are like, there's a garage that says where they are, where they started, and that they're, and then if you click deeper because you have such a good roll, you can see their plotted paths on like a different page.
Okay.
Smash plans or raid the house.
Well, I think we may have to separate to do all this.
You have effectively 3 minutes before the speech. Three minutes before she arrives.
Oh yeah.
Speech starts. So 5 minutes.
We still have to find them, but we have their path. We can split two and two to find the van.
Falcon friend.
That'd fuck a van up.
Falcon friend.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Falcon. We're underwater still, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
As soon as we hit surface.
Where is he?
So let's go ahead.
He was with us.
Helping you guys.
He was helping us.
So would he be above water?
He's sitting on the hilt of your sword.
Oh, okay.
It's his perch.
Hi, Falcon! Hold on. Hi, Falcon.
In any case, he should... So we have two choices to go after.
Three.
House and two vans.
On the move.
Yes.
And those are more important than the house.
Where's the house in relationship to the president's speech?
Opposite side of town.
Thanks.
Okay.
Correction. The president's speech is in Government Plaza, which is, if you're thinking of the tension being 0-0 on a grid, on like a, you know, XY grid.
Okay.
It's at like -1, -3.
Yeah. City Hall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Versus Midtown, which is be like -4, like 6 is where that one is.
Okay.
Hey, everyone knows what an XY grid looks like. It has a name, but I can't remember it right now.
It has an orthogonal. No. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but it has a name. An XY grid. I'll look it up
later, please.
But you guys have a choice. Ask me questions, I'll answer them. But time is of the essence. Yeah.
According to the schedule, where are the vans currently?
Where should the vans be at this point?
One, it should be going through New Milan, which is over by the college, which would be like 6-4 if you're going by the grid.
And the other van?
And the other van is scheduled to be going through the foundry, which is like 3-8 or 9. That's right on the edge of the city.
So we've got three locations all...
Cartesian coordinate system, by the way.
Okay.
I needed it for me.
Well, I could always call in a favor for the one near the college. Sure,
would appreciate her college not being affected by the, you know, power rage.
Power rush.
Power rush, yeah.
I'm sorry, the terms were used indistinguishably before when I first read the
book. Yeah, because but power rush is the term.
So what is power
rush? It doesn't exist.
Or does it?
Yeah, that's someone who gets real mad is their power. Okay.
Aw. Not fun.
All right. So, what does the phone say on where the van will actually end up?
The
foundry is going to end up at the Alano
College. Okay, and the New Milan
is going to end up at the college.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna call Tenzin.
Yeah. Times of the F. Like this is.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. I call Tenzin.
What's a good number? 12.
6.
I got it. Wait. I got it. D6? What?
D12.
D12? And you said 6?
Correct.
Oh gosh, time is of the essence. I'm fucking it up. There you go. Oh, damn it. If I put it on this hand, it is a 6. But indeed, this side, it does say 9.
She likes us.
She's busy. Her assistant answers. You've never talked to before, because you've always gotten directly to her.
Well, the other issue is... He might have.
I did go to college.
This is Veritas. Or Venator.
Okay. You know this person. Venator knows this person. Venator knows that her assistant is...
Or was.
Was the biggest bitch ever. Well, it was impossible to get through to Tenzi through her. She would, like, schedule you 2 weeks out for a fucking simple question. When if you got a hold of her on the phone, she'd just answer. And her name was Rebecca Wong.
Rebecca. This is Damon. I need to get a hold of Enzi immediately.
I don't even know who you are. What? Damon? Damon?
I am a cape with the FSA. I need to get a hold of Enzi immediately.
What's your cape number? What's your cape ID? Do you give her the number? You're not on the list.
It's an emergency ID.
I'll see if Enzi's available. Hold on. She puts it
up. When you get back onto her,
tell her that if she doesn't get you in contact with Tenzi, the entire university is going to go into power rush.
Wait a second.
You're still on hold.
Is Gwen at the power tutoring?
You got a shot.
That's a good umbrella to talk to you.
Would you like Natalie to roll instead of me?
Yes. I always want Natalie to roll.
First in mind. It's circling.
Damn it.
I had a 3 and she had a 12, so.
Okay.
She actually went back to your house.
She has a better one with
you both have her cell phone and stuff.
I think
if you have sent
her cell phone, I can. I haven't gotten to use that yet because I've been able to see who I wanted to target. Just look for the flames. Yeah, okay. We're going to try this thing. Oh, God, this is going to hurt.
Is it your daily? Have you used it or not?
I have not because I've tried and you're just like, no, you can see her. Cool.
Okay, so this the once a day it doesn't hurt you.
I know, but this is still going to hurt because I'm going to bounce off her freaking arm.
Oh, God. Yeah.
But it's a sending that turns into a telepath.
Yes. So
we'll do, the standard knock-knock. This is refill. I need to get a hold
of it. So, I look at you always know who the sending's from, so you don't have to say this. It saves you work.
I don't care. I'm still doing it because I'm still getting used to it. I haven't gotten to do it very often.
Fair.
I need to talk.
There you go. That's the right answer.
You
may enter the vestibule, and you see in her mind palace, and the vestibule appears.
Okay.
Well, that's escaping.
Yeah. So.
And you go kind of catatonic, and everyone else is like, stop moving. What you're talking about.
Yeah.
He hasn't blinked for so long.
Right.
So you're having this conversation to see at 5. What did you reach out to me this way for? I sent something urgent in this.
I tried calling you.
She's very efficient.
Yeah, that's the word I use.
That's the best thing I can say about that.
Yeah. There's a fuller person who's with gas will cause power rush heading toward town. There's another van heading to the other side of town.
They're headed to the Lala College.
There's another van heading to college. We see ones available for one week to help us.
You know what? The safety citizens unit has been asking for practice.
Real challenge.
Let me page them. 1 second, and you feel like a pulse. And then 5 more, mind images appear. And they are there's your stereotypical brick, blaster, mentalist, or martial artist, and a support all appear, and they're like, yes, professor. Explain what you explained. Explain to them what you explained to me. They'll take care of the one heading towards the college. I need to go. I'm going to create a safe space for you to speak with them for the next... How long do you need? How long will you be on this call? 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 6 minutes, 25 minutes, any time. They will be arriving in 6 minutes.
That's the time.
No, I'm sorry. They'll be arriving in 10 minutes, which is everything's gonna fire off in 10 minutes.
So we still have travel time, so
you need to do it quick. But it's speed of thought. So
speed of thought for me it's a couple seconds.
It's like 15 seconds, so if you say a minute, right. So the martial artist walks up and says, give me the details.
All the details that I have, especially the power rush gas.
Understood. And he looks over at his...
It's potent, but it is resistant.
He looks over at his brick, who's a really, really small girl. But who has a brick, she is wearing a suit with a brick wall on her chest. You're pretty sure that's what she...
That's the logo?
Yeah.
Her name is Firetorb?
Sure. He walks up and says, if it's one van, we can take it. If nothing else... our blaster name, I think of it's got diamond polish.
I like him already.
Nitro.
I like it.
Nitro would be able to blow it to Kingdom Come.
We'll go off and spread this gas.
Okay. I'll have Force Cage block it off.
Cool.
And that's his name.
Cool. Remind me of that. Awesome.
they're like 22. They're college seniors who've been doing Save the Citizen for years, which is like a sport.
Especially now that
it's bigger than it ever has. So yeah,
totally sport.
Absolutely. I unabashedly I called it out when I did it.
Yep.
They're want to do it. Shakes your hand. He says, "My name's Dallas.
I'm Blaster.
I know. You can put the feather in your cap already. You had that coonskin cap, so go right in. All right, this is hit us up. One to spar with you guys with your team. Cool. We're gonna hit the other one. Okay. I've got a buddy who's been doing some training down here. We're gonna help. Awesome. I'll help you. Roaring Dragon.
Oh, cool.
It's a short Asian lady. She's a she's an influencer online.
Oh,
you have heard that.
Okay.
With the roles the person did to make that character. Yeah, everyone here has heard of that. It's like top 10 biggest influencers.
Cool.
That massive scene helped spawn this whole batch.
Yeah.
His team is cool. Morty.
Mike Roman. Kiko probably not so much.
All right.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have to pick him up and go because he hasn't blinked for like 2 minutes now.
For less than 30 seconds.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Bright Force is sitting there like waving in front of his face and like putting the sword as close to his eye.
But she's definitely clapping her hands in front of her face, waving, whatever maybe, else like, to wake you up.
Threatening to hit him with the pillow, getting that's like an inch from the face.
That's it. And then the moment that you appear is when she's like, that's it, I'm going to slap him.
Yeah. You'll make contact. Ow. Yes.
But you're still.
Meeting
next Tuesday.
I would have given her not to hear us say urgent. Like, save the fucking city. In any case, we have some help taking on the heading towards the college. We have more information we can save the city.
I thought you were having like a stroke or something, man. You were like so unresponsive and you just left. Mentally left.
All right, so we got to get to the arcology.
You're not going to location, you're into the woods in the college. So you can go to his apartment. That's fine.
I've got to not his apartment. Venator's apartment is not Devin's apartment.
Okay, so I'm not going to look at
in the arcology.
Yeah.
I feel like we have, like, little note cards or, like, little business cards of buildings that we regularly have to go to, like, in our wallet.
What if
like,
they have a, like,
the arcology?
I was going to say,
no, or, because that can be seen from above. And also, I mean, anybody walking by would be able to see it. The top floor of it is like a multimedia, or there's a basketball field, stuff like that. Well, 3 miles across, it's huge.
Well, otherwise, we could teleport to close.
You can also go to the telephone system and know in the building.
Right. Yeah, that's
take a cake chat down.
Yeah.
That was the original answer.
You said on the roof.
No, I said that. When you said that, I said the cake chat.
Yeah.
If you go right now, you have time.
Yeah. So.
Alright, so.
Oh, you might hurry.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you go, and you appear in the telephone circle, and you hear the note in Jen's voice. Please step clear.
Step clear.
It's not gentle. It's a rough robotic, like, repeating tones. There's a weight sensor. Something's standing.
Please. Please
stand.
And I will start calling assist.
Who's the assist? Oh. Roaring Dragon? So Roaring Dragon.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna try and do the fucking voice down there. Oh, I got it. Who's calling? Who's got the highest fame best person to call?
Got it.
That would be me.
512.
Andy, what's your voice?
It's
very high.
Has a 30 or 24 charisma.
She should be the president.
I no longer have the highest charisma as the face.
And they have the
face now.
So, you're going to call the phone number?
Oh my god. I've been following her for so long and I can't wait to talk to her.
With your newfound charisma, you're not nervous. Part of it's confidence.
Or excitement.
But you're not nervous, you're excited.
Okay. I'm just so excited to go.
So, phoning, she's a registered cape, so you can call her through the cape app.
Yeah.
And, what's your good number? I'm rolling.
7.
Not like modern phone, but like an old school thumb and finger phone.
This is Roaring Dragon.
Hi, this is Bright Force.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
What's up? Why are you calling me?
Well, because we need your help with saving the city right now. I send location.
Wait, that's like just on the road from me. There's this van, and
yeah, you know what? You're gonna
want. It's driving really fast.
You know what?
That would be it.
We'll yeah, we'll make you harder. Keep it out of there, man.
Got it.
Inconspicuously.
Do you have a tech head available? I'll tap into my drones.
Tech.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. She texts you a QR code.
Okay.
Which you scan. Yeah. And it is a direct feed to her drones, including it's basically those are extremely high end camera drones. They're like an orb that follows you around with a professional style camera, records your if you think of it like a Rotom.
Yeah.
But it's just a ball. It can stick to the front of it. Yes, but more techie.
I just imagine the drone from The Sims 4 getting famous and he wanted to be a YouTuber and camera guy and he'll follow you around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
okay. So I'll tap it in. And
yeah, this is like 8K quality. You're like, shit.
Oh, damn.
So she sees a van, so we're going to have to meet up with her.
You can see it, you can teleport.
Okay.
And you can see it in crystal clear quality. Like, you could appear on top of this bitch if you wanted. And you know the foundry is uninhabited. There's no one living there.
Oh.
Right. On top?
Yeah, this will be fun.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Well, you're hitting a break.
I also have jump.
No, I can't fly, but I do glide.
Yeah.
You fall with style.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you get the gust of wind spell, you can fly with this.
Yeah, except you can spell it.
Yeah.
No, you
did. I did.
No, he had that in his spell book. He has the Dracula book, too.
Ah. He can burn it out of the Dracula book! Shit!
He doesn't have a backup.
So, alright. So we were going to try to appear on top of the bam.
Right. I need you to roll me a target check. Because yes, you can.
Anybody else makes a dex.
Well, let's assume he hits it. Let's see if he hits it. You're looking for above the 94.
Yes, it is.
Okay, do you want to be in the? You want to be inside? I'll give you inside.
One of us is inside.
Is it Bright Force? Spin to win?
Do it. Do it.
Am I inside? Yep. Awesome.
Natalie, if you'd like to roll the hit, I'm sorry.
How about
this? I'm going to give you a choice.
Two of them on top of the roof. I'll be attached to the side with her inside with the in the window.
Okay. I'm going to give you a choice here. This is not something your character can actually do, but I think it's so favorable. I'm going to let you use your fire power set to with a power check to spin a circle with your 10-foot-long sword and cut this bitch in half.
What am inside. I rolling with plus?
It's a power check. But it's a charisma-based power check, so you're plus like a bajillion in four.
So we see this starting to happen. We grab Shinsoku and pull him up out of the way. I'm
10 plus 12 for 22.
Happy with that number? I'm not saying you'll fail.
I want to lucky it, yeah.
I give her, instead of using the lucky, can I give her advantage using some.
Yes. Burn a mini boom. Give it.
Can I burn a bigger one and give her a bigger boost?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's a lot.
So you're going to have advantage, so you'll have to roll another d20.
So we're cranking this bitch up.
I can help.
They're all over there. Or there's a couple, there's one there.
It is 16 plus 12.
28?
Plus 4.
That was fresher damage.
Oh.
Okay, Natalie, roll your sword damage plus 8d6 as you channel his boom into your blade.
I
thought it was neat, like a fireball.
No, because it's 4, not what I mean.
Okay, yeah, so roll your damage plus 12d6.
So. Right now it says 2d6, isn't it?
It's
not. It is 4d6.
Check to the right of it, will also tell you.
So it's 4, 12d8.
Okay, so
then. Holy shit, 66.
66 plus 12d8 plus, if you like this
one. Can I please just, on my phone?
No.
Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Here.
6. And
here, Natalie.
Jesus.
Here are the 12d8s.
Oh, God.
You guys are cranking out the damage.
12d8. So I have the 12d8. I have the 66. And you're saying you want me to do
a smite
as well?
You can if you want.
This is. This
I feel like this is excessive.
The definition of overkill, but I love it.
I feel like this is enough.
You think so?
Fuck. Damn, man.
I have interactions. Behind that.
You know what? Yeah, sure. Why not? Sure. First level.
3d8. 3d8. And then... No, 3 because he's supposed to be the 8 for the sword. 8 for her just being hurt.
God, yeah, bless him. Right. Okay, now, here we go.
Remember, reroll 1s and 2s.
Oh, I know. Don't you remember.
And I need to roll a dex for 6 guys. No.
All right. Ready, microphone?
My power?
Yes.
Ready, microphone? Ready? Everyone yep. Quiet?
No, actually, it'll be based on her attack.
You're all going to play gym again. Fuck.
This is not good for me.
Oh, this is not good for me.
Yeah.
I know!
Alright, so I got the driver and the passenger. I'm just rolling while she does that.
Passenger. Her power check. Her power is 5, so 13,
well, 7 is 20.
Mine is, no, you have the vial of entire.
She's got the 7 strength, so I'm broken. So, the driver and the passenger fail. This is the 3 of the 6 guys in back. The left side should be back. Just the guy that lies on the left. Fail. Guys in the right. Success. I've got two saves. It's the guy near the door and the guy near the front on the right side.
I have 40 right now.
So what's the number for those guys?
Half.
I get that. What's the goal we have to hit double?
They had 50 HP. So if she does 100, I don't care. They died.
They get reincarnated. They don't die. Unless correct. She wants, what?
No, she cannot kill. You know, it is always reincarnated.
No. I don't know if it's always. I think I'll make 5 no, to turn it off.
Cannot kill.
And it's not kill, it's just knocking them out.
Okay, so that's 40, 48, 50, plus 10, 20, 30, 40, 50.
4 plus 7, plus 8?
Yeah.
100.
It's over 100.
Everyone down. Everyone dropped. And you bypass the shit out of the hardness of a van. So, buzzsaw. Cut this bit, the whole fucking thing in half.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so here's what happens. You spin, and your sword glows with this bay, pink and blue, very, like your dice, very, very, like, pretty colors. And which is why you notice your magic is really sharp, like, when you do fairy-type things, that's what it's happening.
Yes.
And that, it just glows brighter than ever, and you fucking hurricane this shit. You spin, and you actually take off the ground as your firepower is kicking your feet, and you spin, and you just cut this bitch down. Rather than cutting them in half like you would have, you do, but there's proofs of magic behind you, as like you're bisecting. In their place are 8 chipmunks.
4 chipmunks, 4 chipmunks, because you sat in half just like before.
There are 2 blue jays, 3 chipmunks, and 3 squirrels.
Is there a deer?
No.
It's a woodland creature.
They are all small. And the van itself is not a weapon, so it is not turned into.
It's turned into scrap metal.
You have
rolling. We have a convertible van.
Yeah, you destroyed the top of it completely.
Is it? Wait, hold on. I cut it in half. It reincarnates into my smart fur too.
Oh my god!
No, sorry.
Damn it!
No. But no. So yeah, you have a convertible van now. I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, it flutters. All the animals did.
I thought they went to go visit their princess.
Did they go and say anything? Fuck you, bitch! What?
The others were nice.
Not all of them. No. Woodland creatures were not nice.
They were. She had food. She gave them a bag of cheese puffs.
He didn't do that.
Well, then I give them some cheese puffs.
We love you!
Wow, amazing how your temperament changes when I give you food! And now scoop it out, but I throw the cheese puffs away!
You're going like 50 miles an hour.
I toss them off, and I go, bye!
I'm stopping a van.
Alright, so yeah, you stop it. And,
I have a convertible van now.
Yeah, Urin Dragon sweeps down, and she is a 5'2" young Asian woman. She's probably no more than, like, 24, 25. No. She's been on the scene since she was an Asian woman. You see a tattoo.
You see what looks like a glowing, tattoo, and it is of a phoenix rather than a dragon.
That's a comparison between true sight and regular sight.
Yeah, you can tell she has phoenix powers, not dragon. very much so her name is a misnomer on purpose. And you just insight, your insight's so high, you know it. You're like, ah.
So Luna just goes, you know, we should, like, collab later after, you know, we save the world.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
And she shoots you, like, her actual, like, her personal phone number. And she's like, hey, how'd you guys get here so fast? That's awesome. Like, my friend Shade used to do that, but then she kind of, like, it. So, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it pays to have a teleporter in the team. And you gave us a visual. You got us here.
Awesome! I'm so glad I could help.
And she took them out in style.
Oh, yeah, no. I know, I got it. There's an 8K clip of her fucking golden pink whirlwind just fucking shit up.
You know what? You also send me that.
Oh, it's already on SuperTube.
Would you say that it's that noise?
Huh?
It's the noise?
No.
No.
That's getting edited into it.
That was rending fucking metal you heard.
But it sounded musical.
What hit them, not the one you feared the steel. And I'm sorry, the top just fucking flew off backwards.
Well, thankfully, this area is not...
There's no one living here.
All right, so what do we have weapon-wise?
There are 8 grenade launchers with each one has 3 reloads of those grenades.
Ooh.
And they are six round drums.
I think we'll just have Roaring Dragon go ahead and take control of those while we go deal with the house.
Bob.
Yeah,
we have the bag of holding.
All right, Bob.
Oh.
Bob, ready?
Bag of belonging.
Ready.
Oh my god, I said bag of bottomlessness. That makes so much more sense. Man, I'm so dumb. All right, Bob, here you go. Open. And then you put the stuff in.
Yep.
And then I shut it. And then he goes,
What would you like to designate those?
Rage launchers.
Rage launchers.
Understood. Designate rage launchers 1 through 8.
Thank you.
Those are like attack. They were like.
Okay, they're attached.
They were on like a cord.
Bandolier.
No, like a cord attached to the bottom of it. Alright.
Roaring Dragon. The tattoo normally visible or is it hidden under the cloak?
It is not visible at all. Where it is it actually rests in like the... It isn't actually a tattoo. It looks like a tattoo to you. It actually rests on her throat. And no one else... You've seen like what she looks like before you had like this power. Now it's plain as day.
Gotcha.
Did you say anything to her?
That's
an interesting tattoo you got.
And you know that she has audiences in a bunch of different countries, and she speaks a bunch of languages.
Yeah, unfortunately, I know Art will still understand me.
Do now.
I will switch to...
She's definitely, like, she's Chinese. No, yeah, she's Chinese. No, she's Chinese, yeah.
I have all the language.
But you know she's fluent in Japanese as well.
Yeah, I would say Japanese. Nice tattoo.
She looks at you strangely. She says, I don't have any tattoos. There's no look of recognition. She doesn't fucking recognize what you're talking about. Like,
she doesn't realize she has it.
Yeah, I figured that out.
And she's always said that she doesn't know where... She knows that she has fire powers and she can fly. She doesn't know where her powers come from. And you know she's like come out publicly that she wishes she knew.
Oh, well, if that's the case.
I'm just... That would be something that you'd know.
I will then help her. I will explain it to you.
Well, later.
It's one person. Does he want to do it on one person? He's only got what coming per day?
Let's save him per day. And I only use the one on the... No, I didn't even there for that. So I haven't used any yet.
So maybe you save it.
Yeah, I'm sure the present's not public.
That's the point.
And his Secret Service. Her Secret Service.
Yep. I will actually explain to her that I have the ability to see what's hidden. You have a hidden.
That doesn't make a lot of sense. My powers are more dragon-y than phoenix.
What I see.
And again, I also just belt flame and make walls of fire. And I can heal people. I should talk with Brigitte.
That's a good choice.
She was my handler back when I was worked with FSA officially.
By the way, I did switch this once I knew that she was actually looking for,
She's like, come on out. She's probably, if someone can figure out where her powers come from, she's like, she says, but when would you like your guest spot?
Let's figure that out later. We still have another location.
She, So I know your teammate has my number. Just have her schedule it for you, okay? She can either, you get your own guest spot because that's what I promised. But yeah, she'll help coordinate. If you can you help coordinate for her? She looks over at Brightforce. Can you help him coordinate the schedules?
Yeah,
thank you. My assistant's name is Michael. He'll be able to help you out. That's canonical. And her publicist's name is Jimmy.
Okay. We got the safe house to read now. If you want to come with, feel free. Otherwise...
Sure, I'm great at crowd control.
Okay.
What chance of fail?
Yes.
You are effectively 4 minutes now from, bad shit going down. You're going to get a ping from Jen. The Save the Citizen team has taken out the van attacking RSCU.
What was the collateral? Any extra damage?
Force Cage has been knocked unconscious, but Savior took care of him at the supporter.
Hey, Jen, can you get me any cameras in this location? Send the feed for the house.
Jen, of course I can get you those camera feeds.
Thank you.
It's a particular street.
We give them the exact address.
You guys give the address that we're going to for the house.
If you could pass me that PDF, I could... Understood, and she gives you a six camera feed of, the surroundings of this house.
Alright, we ready?
Yeah. Roll me perception, everybody, and you cannot take your passive, because it is not your eyes.
What is my base perception?
Plus 15, okay.
Plus 15 added in. So, 16 plus 12 for 28. Go ahead, Meta.
I got a natural 20 plus 10 for 30. Yes!
32.
Damn it!
Natural 20 still wins.
10 plus 6 for a 16.
Right?
16 on the die plus 12 for the skill.
The low guy with 16.
I'm still trying to memorize the location for where I'm going to end up putting us.
We'll go from bottom to top. With 16, you see that this is a... the definition of a suburban neighborhood. Oh, someone else wrote in Dragon Fingers. At advantage for reasons that won't make sense later. Natalie might remember, but...
17 out of that?
Natalie would be good.
I got 13.
17.
Add,
two people roll.
Add 9, so. 26. Yeah. Okay. But there's a reason why she gets better. She has a different result than you guys do, because she's looking for something. You're looking... This is a suburban house. It's... not super huge, but it also has a really big lot, which is kind of unusual because it was very well sectioned out. So for everyone got a 1 acre lot versus a half acre lot, which is very common, or even quarter acre in some cities. It was designed so it would feel like you could have a house, this is your space. But this is obviously a double lot, and there's one house in the center of it, which shouldn't be legal. With how much time you spent in the archives, you know that. That was an ordinance that was put down, which was kind of odd, but that's what happened. And also with the 16, you think you might have seen a guard? Maybe. We'll get next high.
28 with the 28.
Roaring Dragon's 26.
26. Okay, but she gets different.
It's a different result. She says, this house looks kind of familiar. Yeah, so back when I was traveling with Morty and Winter and Shade at Encore. This is a call specifically for people who... This is... Natalie will remember this, but that's just fine. That was my old team.
He's terrifying.
he looks like the guy from Prototype.
Okay.
With the bio-core, and but when he's fully bulked out. He has a bio-core, and then everything else generates all of it. It's really gross.
Okay.
So Morty helped us get in. It was a care facility. A care house. A care safe house.
Okay.
We fought this guy named Brinks in the basement.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Morty's dad was, Mr. Care. Mr. Sanguine.
What?
I have been holding this in for so long.
Now he's known.
Mike's known this too.
Yeah, so, she says, so he just knew the code to get in the door. So we opened it, we put it in, and then Mr. Brinks came out, and we fought him, and then it blew up the house. Yeah, it's just down, 3 blocks away. And there is still a crater there. No one has bought the land.
Is that what we're looking at?
No. That was, 5 years ago. That was a care safe house.
Okay.
And she said, and Morty said that there wasn't really much else in the neighborhood, but he was kind of cagey sometimes, so.
Like that time that he left us in fucking London.
Yeah, Morty is Dracula's son. Now, they don't get along, Welp. He's acted as a mercenary and a Cape mercenary in the Middle East the last few years.
Well, he was supposed to.
No, he's still there.
I'm referencing the strike.
Yes.
Yep.
So, yeah, but it's really weird. But, like, all the trappings on the stuff, like, all the accoutrements are the same. The same door handles, the same shutters.
Do you remember the code? It's a long shot, but it might help.
Yeah, it was Morty's birthday.
I'm almost afraid to ask, but okay. It was his birthday.
It was Halloween. Yeah.
Year. Okay.
2020?
Okay. I'm just clarifying because, you know, we know who Mr. Care is.
No, she said Mr. Care, Mr. Sanguine.
Yeah, no, we know who he is. So we know his kids could probably live for a long time.
Yeah, Morty was just a kid. Morty was just our age, which means he is Gwen's young.
I know.
From a different mother. You would know that because she's never talked about it.
Wouldn't he be older brother?
Yes, correct.
Otherwise, I mean, it doesn't bother me any.
No, you're right. Gwen is like 22. So yes, different. Obviously different because she's never even mentioned having a sibling.
Oh God, this is going to be one hell of a bombshell for her.
Yep.
I know, I'm reading her dad's journal. I know who her dad is.
You haven't gotten to like the last 20 years yet. You're still.
I know. Now she's got a brother. God, this is going to be an interesting debrief.
Yep.
All right. So
next is 28.
Anywho.
Next is 28. You see that there are. You see what like turret embankments look like where turrets will pop out of. There's like a dozen, maybe 20. On just the back half of the house. The front half has got 30 or 40. This is a fortress in the shape of a building.
Gotcha.
With the next high was
32 or no?
32. You see all that, minus that you didn't know that you didn't have a reference. You guys brought the right person with you. You didn't realize that it was the right person with you. But that's,
hey, we were told.
Yes, but whoever called it out to bring them with should get inspiration.
Thank you.
I'll give you that because that was very smart. You have another cape, use the cape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're going to see is there are fiber optic cameras that are not connected to anything, but are obviously, there. You look at them, and there's something more to them. And you finally look more closely, and those are golems. Like, they're attached, like, they're golems with a camera on top. They're designed very well. They're Magitek cameras that are attached to a golem. The golem is providing power.
Gotcha.
And there are four in front and two in back. And then there's one on each side. But the side is just covered in cameras and turrets beyond what you'd ever think to build through.
And the camera angle can see the house.
No, all the windows are blacked out. Or not like blackout curtains, but like black panes of glass. And with a natural 20, Natalie, you see that on the third floor, there's one of the windows that is cracked. Not like broken, but like someone has put something in to hold it open. Like a pen, so that you'd be able to
lift
it open and get in.
Someone is able to go through that window, I tell them.
Would you be able to see through that window from the backyard?
No. It is three stories up, and it's... I mean, it's an eighth of an inch. It's an eighth of a quarter.
Somebody
of
with very high perception is flying.
Not really.
Falcon friend?
Hang on.
Where are the drone?
How is the roof settled versus where the window is?
It's a very complex roof geometry. And you see there are turret embankments built in. This looks like it was built to withstand a super team attacking it. It's very obvious. Once you see what it is, everything looks ornate.
I guess the question is, with the window with the crack in it,
mm-hmm.
is there any ledge or anything like that that we can basically appear next to the window?
No, it's just part of the house window.
I have a solution to do it.
Okay.
Balls Falcon.
Falcon friend, ready?
Falcon? I'm Falcon. Yes,
You're going to listen. Okay.
All right,
Falcon has an ability. Right
porcelain. Yes, perfect. Right porcelain. Right porcelain.
See my plan?
Yeah.
It will work.
It
has like 10 uses a day.
I thought we used all of those up.
It has burned its disintegrate charges out today.
Oh, on what?
Drones.
On the drones.
The ones that you wanted to not have all break at one time.
Gotcha. Never mind. Once you have that crap.
Actually.
Don't I have like an orb that Then it's like a spell slot?
One for you.
But can one I use it on level. Others?
No. One third level spell for you.
What level is that spell you're looking at, Ron?
Six.
I guess you has...
Twin?
Touch.
You have two versions of it?
Yeah.
And I could do it twice.
You got the touch!
It's just how automatically disintegrates a large or small non-magic object like a window, or create a creation of a magical force. The target is the larger, the spell disintegrates a 10-foot cube in the portion of it.
Okay, so you guys have a target.
Magical item, you're unaffected by it.
Okay.
Name cream if not magical, because that would be a horrible waste of the spell.
Yeah.
So, I'll get it ready.
You can teleport there. When you try and so who's teleporting this time?
I've done two or three.
I've done
three.
Okay. You try and teleport to where you see on camera, and you can't. It's going to bounce you 100 feet to one side. Roll me on destination, roll on target, percentiles. What's that?
It's a 15.
Yeah, that's not good for you.
Inspiration only works on.
I let it reroll anything.
Hey, guess who just got an inspiration?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who also has lucky dice?
Guess who has
lucky dice?
Them all used.
I don't.
They're all marked off right now.
He used a lot because he was fucking up.
He did. Maybe you should do the teleport. That's a 20 now.
That's the chart look like.
Hang on, I'm pulling it up.
Could I catch him if he bounced around?
Nope, this is worse.
Casually, mishap is 01 to 33. Viewed once.
All the charts of tails.
Yeah, except for very familiar.
Yeah, but so. Exactly. Which
very
is why,
familiar.
Which is why I give very familiar. Because you're
at. Then I would be off target.
He'll be off target.
How far does it say?
14 to 24 if you're off target. You and your group or the target out of your distance to the ram direction. Off target is D10 times a D10% of the distance that was to be traveled. For example, if you tried to travel 120 miles, landed off target, you rolled a 5 and a 3 on the 2 10s, you'd be off target 15%.
Okay. So roll 2d10.
Two separate d10s, and which one's first? Well, it doesn't matter.
And you are going 8, you're going 9 miles.
Now you roll 5.
What did you get? 9
Six,
and a...
8 and
a... So 16% 10. Off.
So 60%, what's it called? It's 15%, 60% of 9 miles.
Again.
It's math time. It's math time, folks.
Welcome to Math Finder, people.
It's math time. It is time for math time. That's a song.
Meep is my calculator. I had to reset.
Got it.
Oh, there it is.
9 times 0.16. You're 1.4 miles off. You're pretty fast.
Oh, yeah, I'm very fast. My combat speed is 335. If I can take the dash.
You guys are a mile and a half. You actually ended up on the crater. On the crater wall. Looking down into the city.
Guys, we're wasting so much time!
There's a bit of a magic barrier I hit.
I hate to say it, I'm a better teleporter than you are.
Roaring dragon.
I'm not used to this.
Minotaur is.
Roaring dragon. Yeah,
I'm not in the body of it. I am in the body of it. It just depends on my side of it.
Can you fly?
Oh, I'm really fast.
You fly? Alright,
so...
Yeah.
Good.
Of the three of us, Shinsoku, Bright Force, and myself, who fly?
Not me.
Venator's the fastest here. Bar none.
I wasn't including him because I know he is.
Roaring Dragon is really fast.
I asked Shinsoku, Bright Force, and you.
Oh,
Shinsoku doesn't fly anymore.
Force is the fastest because she would jump. And she could carry three. She could carry three, four people.
Okay, so she carries the two of us and the other two flyers.
Yeah.
Alongside.
All right, well, you know how it is, and then I am going you under
take
your arm.
The position.
And then the other person is on my back. Like, all right, are you ready, Spider Monkey?
I thought you were a football carrier. Just both.
I always football carry him, but then the other person's on my back. Let's go.
It's not dead.
Let's go, big brother.
All right, so, yeah.
Little big brother.
You don't do this to Anthony.
No, because I... No.
All right. So, roll me a quick athletics. Let's see how fast you get there.
I'm gonna do it.
Don't bite.
A 6 plus 12, though, Paul.
Oh, that's you're fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So it takes you like less than a minute. You are like, no, wait, no, it's hold on.
Oh,
holy shit, no, that's like 15 seconds. You, like, essentially you just launched off the crater wall, used it as a springboard, and then and the flyers can't keep up. No.
375.
Good. That's feet in 6 seconds. Her jumping speed, we did the math one time, is fucking ridiculous because of how high her strength is. They're going to get there like 2 rounds before you do. It's just not crazy faster, but it is. You ran some things. You guys, so what you were rolling for is aiming. Where were you aiming to land?
Probably behind the house. You want to land outside of the yard.
Okay. So with that, you're mostly on target. You manage to clip the fence, and you knock it down on that part of the wall.
And there's a new impact crater.
No, she just destroyed the fence.
Okay, don't tell Nine that I'm using
mending. And one of the cameras is on it just bashes into the ground.
I use mending for the fence.
This is the bad guys.
Alright, fine.
This is
and
not
then she
a couch.
Kicks it over again.
Riforce, this is not a couch. You're fine.
I know, it but I know I'm triggered by it. It's
it doesn't belong to Nine.
Alright, so, you hear...
Shit.
See,
one
I told
time.
You.
One time. And then it goes silent, and you see a shimmering, like, with 30 passive perception, as you're flying in, you see a shimmering old barrier flash into existence for like a tenth of a second. It flashes over the building.
There's a shield on
it. Always did, but they may have reinforced it.
So or how far away from the shield?
Sure.
Can I assist him?
Sure. Absolutely.
I recommend assisting him instead.
Okay. All right, roll with advantage.
As you're teaching the bits of magic, you know, one of those dice. Is it the same die, or why do you let die twice?
30 total.
Oh no, that one was cocked over here. So
30 on the
17 on the die.
Crap, it hit 8.
Yeah,
you win the better plus. So
it was 16. I'm at 24.
So 30. You know that to breach that barrier, you probably need a particular rune sequence on something you're holding. Bypassing it, there's a chance it doesn't go underground. But beyond that, that shit's that. The effect you can see with your true seeing, there's not a known counter besides
disintegrate.
A disintegrate.
Hey, we know somebody that has disintegrate.
Yeah.
Both right.
But you also know that there is a limited amount of time after disintegrate before it regenerates itself.
Once again, you gotta take all the generators. Otherwise, we need a second usage.
Cool.
We took care of all of the vans, right?
Correct. The vans are taken care of.
Okay, I just had like this thought of that we didn't do that.
Nope.
Also, if you are not fast, you will miss your opportunity to talk with the president. Because
yeah,
you have something planned with the president.
Well,
maybe
we kind of just saved the city, so
that's true.
We kind of earn it, but
so
we should probably blast this one fire.
They're twelve seconds behind you. So
all right. So you want me to take this one, or you want it?
He can win. He cannot.
So
you,
yeah. Oh,
okay.
How much damage do you do?
I do.
Okay.
If you do, he does.
Yeah. Because you're behind the wall.
Oh, I didn't know if you're a straight wizard or if you had...
I'm a straight wizard. So yes, I do have a 7th level slot.
So, okay.
So as long as one of you guys is 7th level.
Mm-hmm.
So
alright, so as you guys cross the threshold of the yard, I need initiative rolls. You have 300 feet to cross before you make it to the house. The barrier is like inches from the house.
Natural 20.
You go first. And you get advantage in the first attack. Your first attack there. There are golems that are standing up, so yeah.
Hang on, let me get everybody's stuff down.
You wait for him to get his stuff, and then he looks at you and says, your number, and then
I
you say
his
number.
First. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm probably last.
I don't know.
I got a 10. 7 plus 3.
I don't know.
18 plus 4 for 22.
Turrets are on 15.
Somebody else for...
Oh, we're on dragon. Someone roll for...
10.
She's a bird, so she's plus 7. 17.
What's the dex on?
20. Think barb with firepower, so...
Okay. Turrets.
15. Okay. The golems are on 6. And question mark is on...
Okay.
And I'm also looking for his...
Not yet. I'm making my list now.
So, let's... This in order here, obviously, goes first, followed by Force.
It's my Force.
Yep. Followed by that, I'm Diesel is the name for the
our helper.
Assistant Kate.
Assistant, yes.
She beat me because of Dex. So next is me.
That'll be less confusing than last time.
Yes.
Just because they're closer together.
Then it's enemy one, which is the turrets.
Turrets.
Then it's enemy three, which is the question mark. Then it's Samurai Crab, Shinsoku.
Yeah, I'm working on the list of to make new labels.
All good. And last is enemy two. Not enemy four, but question mark. Enemy two is Golems, enemy four is the X. And I have everybody listed next to you.
All right. So, Mr. 32, or 31 nat 20, what you doing? You are 300 feet from the house. There are golems about 50 foot from the house that are animating as you watch. They're shaped like giant lions. You are 300 feet from the house. Yes.
Move action, five. Cunning action. Yeah, six. He's at the.
You're next to a golem. You're 50 feet from it.
Right, I can catch up.
Sure.
100. It's up 100.
Okay.
Because then I won't have advantage.
Okay. For Bunker Buster's baby, the four bees, the three bees. It's like a better business bureau, but more effective.
I can do thunder damage.
What is time disco?
That's the force construct glove you have.
I get advanced or all that?
Just the first attack.
19 on the die, so I assume.
Don't you get it for Gloomstalker too? Advantage in the first attack, or is that not a set?
It's a
as long as it's magical damage and the. How half the ground?
I'm exactly a feet away, but I'd rather be rolling. Fortunately, I knocked one of the other dice from a 5 to 1.
Maybe 10, 7,
44 on the first shot. Then I remove a die because it's throwing my Moonstalker bonus.
Are you burning another smite on it?
I can't smite on it.
Oh, great.
I then get my regular attacks because that was my Moonstalker extra. How about I have 10 more feet?
Yes.
No, that's still one of them. That's still leaving. So now I'll take my regular attack. Play 9. Play
double checking, I think so. Is it 23? Yes.
Once I'll stand, you have 7.25. Second attack. Also, it's 20.
Okay.
I just realized what I should have done. Wait, how many targets? I only see two golems in the back?
You only see two golems in the back.
So I would need a third attack. 31.
So all told, that was the second attack. That was the first attack.
Okay,
it's hanging on. Okay.
Alright. I feel like I have one more attack. I can't think of where it comes from.
You get the one who stops.
Yeah, that was the first attack I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get three. If you're using your offhand, you get an extra.
Gotcha.
Okay, next.
Next up is Smite Force.
Alright. Can I get two golems?
Yes.
Fantastic. I get two golems.
Would you like to take someone with you?
Who can I bring with me?
You are holding two people already, so... They could both come with you if they'd like.
I would love for both to come with me. And then I gently put her down, and I gently put you down.
Like, you're not carrying one dragon. She's just as fast as well.
Oh, never mind.
No, that would be me.
Oh, okay, never mind.
And
right, I put you both down gently.
And Rico.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I reincarnate.
No, maybe we'll try.
I would like a gong. I feel like if I do reincarnate this thing, it won't, like, change. It'll be a big poof of smoke, and then it will still be a golem.
No, it's, what's his name? Lumiere.
Oh! Natural 20!
Fucking hate you. God.
Ho, ho, ho! That is a girl in the castle!
Hold on, stop. Let me make a concept. This is an effect you've never triggered.
Are you serious?
Specifically on constructs.
God.
Stop. This is bullshit. So like, I was like, I so infrequently give her constructs to fight. I'm like, oh, when is it ever going to trigger?
Oh, don't the turret?
Oh, fuck me.
You got an at one on the save,
seven.
Huh?
That's a seven, I think.
Seven plus five is only 12.
Doesn't beat her 21.
No. That fucking sucks. All right, well, I'm an honest GM. So you... Not only do you hit this golem, but you clean straight through the camera. Like, just, like, and you hit the top. It has a camera sticking out the top of the top.
Oh. Oh, I don't get to roll?
Oh, no, you don't need to. Put it down. Put the dice down.
I already obliterated it.
Put the dice down. No, didn't obliterate. It's worse for me. You pierce through, and your sword kind of goes intangible, and you cleave through the energy core inside.
Oh, no.
The magical core.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Yeah, yes, Rob.
Is it going to connect to all the other golems on the network? Is there kind of connected?
No.
Oh,
but you're not as wrong as you think you are.
That, I'm thinking it's going to affect the other corpses.
And instead of exploding the core like it should have,
mm-hmm.
it starts to glow with a very light.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the tornado, you fucked up my other ship. Two fights, one episode, and you fucked up my ship both times. And then...
Isn't that the paladin's job? Or the bard's job?
It's both, I know!
In different ways.
I know, right? But instead of exploding it, it mm-hmm. goes with a fairy light, and you watch as it kind of remolds itself, and going from a very chunky stone lion to being a very lithe, supple, like, looks like a lion, made out of, like, stone with some pinks and purples in its fur. And it says,
I'll hug him.
Hello, Red Horse.
No, I'm gonna hug him.
My name is Dandelion.
Oh, Dandelion!
Dandelion.
I love him.
Write it down. Dandelion. He's a stone golem.
Stone. Yeah, you are a minion queen.
She just goes, Rico, look, I have a lion!
It's like a legit stone golem.
He's that's a lion. Like a stone golem.
My friend over there, or my former friend over there, is not like me.
No.
He is higher.
Yeah.
God, you need to obliterate that one, too.
I would recommend you make the final blow, mistress.
Ooh. It's actually,
Army.
What would you like me to do?
I thought you were saying, what would you like me to call you? And I was going to say, Princess Bright Force, but what would I like you to do? I would like you, is there any way that you can communicate with the other stone golems?
He is currently controlled by the master. My former master.
Who's your former master?
I went by Brinksy.
Brinksy?
I'm sorry. I heard someone call him Brinksy.
Brinksy,
but he
kind of
told us to call him Master Brinks.
Okay.
Who, right for, who, if you say that out loud, Rowan Dragon says, he got hauled off to detention last time I saw him.
He might have gotten out.
It was like 7 years ago, so yeah. They had nothing hard on him.
Hey,
so,
Jen.
I mean, apparently, you know, they can't keep bad guys in jail.
What
Crimson's out and about still.
Can we ask Jen?
Daniel Brinks has been out of detention for 5 years and 3 months. He's just off parole 3 months ago.
He's making stone golems.
No. He is in control of the stone golems. And you know that other people can gain control of golems by attuning to a particular stone or something like that.
Yeah.
Your sword does that. It eats that function and converts it. You have an iron golem to do it.
Okay. Well, I mount. I ask, can I mount you, please?
Of course, mistress.
Okay,
it's
and then
super
I go.
Uncomfortable, by the way.
I get on this. On
a dwarf.
On the lion.
You're right.
I get on the lion, and then I go, charge! I feel like I'm faster than the lion, right? Okay.
Yeah, but you're
but this is this is flavor. Let me have this.
This is fine steed.
I'm not letting you have a stone golem with your fine steed.
He said it, so now it has to be a thing.
No.
Yeah, the lion.
No, the question is,
mm-hmm.
is he still connected to the system, and can he let us in through the force field?
Oh. Yes, can he?
I cannot, mistress.
You know the rune combination, though.
I don't have hands. I could not draw it for you, I'm sorry.
No, but we can mentally connect you and control us.
I don't have a mind, I'm sorry. I have a magical construct that simulates one.
Does it have memory? No, you are able to remember things. There's a way to have that. Can we tap into that?
It'd be a power check.
Well, it sounds like a conversation for once we figure out what to do with the other golems and
correct.
The turrets.
You have an attack left.
Oh! Yeah,
you can go to the other...
Can I go to the other one?
If you want, I'll let you ride Brinksy. I'll let you ride Dandelion over there. Did you write it down? Dan-Lion?
Oh, is that?
Well, it's three names. Dan,
D.
Middle initial, D.
No, D-E. Dan-D-E-Lion.
See, I like mine a little better.
Okay, I have D-A-N-D, and then a hyphen A hyphen lion. That's how I had it.
No, D-E. It's Dandelion with a hyphen with two hyphens.
Okay, I get to the other golem.
Yeah, go to town. Don't you fucking net 20 again. I swear to God.
Oh my God.
So it only turns on after playing?
Yeah.
or if she gets a kill shot.
That is one face away.
So close.
It's a fucking 14, which is the next face off.
If I just went like, it'd be 20, but it is indeed a 14 plus 12,
which is a hit.
No, yeah. You hit my iron golem. Thanks.
Okay, and then I do one. Can I roll
66?
All right, here we go.
Would you like to smite?
Is my name Natalie?
All right, don't forget the extra D8 for just being a paladin at 10th level. And if you want first level smites, two more D8s, or second level smites, three more D8s, there is four. It's N plus one.
Second, and then you said how many?
For second is three. So you should have 66, 48 rolling. And mark off your second level spell.
I already got it.
Okay, you're all ones and twos.
Well, you were fucked.
I have a shitload of eight hit points. The one you shot is the lion. The lion is Dan DeLion, who has like 40 HP left. He's real fucked up. And he got reincarnated. Motherfucker. He's got 168 HP. I just imagine Luna patrolling on Dan DeLion as well.
Yeah. It's fast. See, I still like my version of him better. He is the middle initial, a little bit of mystery, a little bit of a One Piece reference.
I get it, but in my head, it was just like the person would be an asshole when he named him. And he has little dandelions in his fur, like, carved.
49 plus 8, 457.
Ow.
Can I have another stone golem, please?
No.
Damn.
Iron golem.
Good job, dandelion.
So, yes, that was a hell of a turn.
It was really a hell of a turn.
Next up, we have Dragon.
Yeah, she's going to sweep in and blast a lance of fire at the iron golem.
Oh, this is poorly, doesn't it?
And nothing happens. It's going to gain HP.
No.
That is straight up what she... That's
I know.
That was not me being a dick. So can someone roll me... She's a 10th level, so she's got the tier 3.
Well, tier 3 is not the
11th. Sorry. She's an 11th level. She has tier 3. So she's using the fire land, like the beam. So 60-10.
Oh.
I got it.
Art's got it.
All ones.
And don't forget to add her modifier to
15, 25, 27.
And it's that safe crap. We want him to make it.
He chooses to.
Would he be smart enough to do that?
Yes. This is the healing light that comes towards me. Thank you, so 32.
Maybe you'll fire next time.
Got it. Sorry. I don't really do much. I get some lightning, I think. Let me try that next time.
Right, no. It doesn't have immediate fire. It heals.
I know.
Level 3.
That's why I gained HP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But it should count as a next level down. Yeah, it already converts immunity to resistance at that level.
Not absorption.
Yeah, but how many things have absorption? So, is there anything else for her?
That was all full action. Bonus action, she'll give a Bardic Inspiration die to
one of the two people she likes.
Yeah, she'll give it to Bardic Force.
Alright. The only time you'll ever get a Bardic die is from somebody else. Okay, my turn.
What did she say to me?
You can do it, sweetie. You can do it.
How much did you roll?
Did you roll for you?
27.
Plus 5. So, I'm going to take out Baby, and I'm going to channel Boom through it.
Sounds good. What kind of damage is Thunder? Okay.
When do I not do Thunder? When you want to do Psychic damage? Do I think Psychic could work here? Probably not. So, we go Big Boom. That out of the way. And I'm going to roll this twice, because, you know, I have to. I don't have 12 D8s.
Do you want them?
I'm not borrowing. I appreciate the offer. That would be... First roll is a 36. Second roll didn't roll well.
I hope the next one's better.
As your GM, I hope not. As your friend, I hope it does.
There you go.
46. 21 con save. Oh! It's construct.
It is. 15? No, I'm sorry. 15.
That's
so I take
46. God, that first roll was just shit. I didn't have to move.
Nope. Would you like to move towards the house?
I'm going to bonus action quicken firebolt at one of the
turrets.
Yeah, because they're going to go off in a moment.
Correct.
And we're 11 points of fire damage.
Did you hit?
No, I did not. I rolled a hit. Roll the damage for it if you like.
I like that when you roll them together.
So plus 12, total of 20.
Yeah, you hit.
You hit plus 12. Turrets.
You said how much damage? Did you roll the damage twice?
Yes, 11.
Okay. And there are 10 turrets. Who's next?
Next up is the turrets.
Alright, I got 10 attack rolls.
Well, I'm front and center.
Hey, so, no, I'm 100,
you're 100 feet away.
Hey, does Dandelion get a turn?
It's not his turn yet.
His turn is on your turn.
Yep. Oh, okay. Aww.
Oh, so yeah, I'll let him attack twice. Can you pull up Stone Golem, Jasper? Or, yeah, or show her how to do it for herself?
I mean, I can figure it out.
I know how to edit Bang her.
But you can't, not, you can't, you can't look at it.
As an extra.
It won't do it in the app, which is stupid.
I'll use Blood Bank.
Yeah, she does that. Yeah, it's plus 10, I think.
Yep.
Roll the hit twice, now. 2d10s. 2d20s, sorry.
1 and 9.
So, 1 is just it's a natural weapon. One. Natural weapon run for the creature.
Okay.
And then a 9? Yeah. 9 plus 10
19. Is 19. I don't believe that hits a stone. It does not hit an iron golem.
I tried. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, mistress.
No.
I'm getting used to my new shape.
What is my name? I told you what I want to be called.
That was not on podcast.
Yes, that was on podcast. I should have downloaded.
What's it? Princess Bedforce?
Good. Good job.
Hello, Princess.
Bedforce.
Princess.
Bedforce.
That sounds very long. I will call you Princess.
You know what? Just call me Bedforce.
Yes, mistress.
He's learning from Falcon.
God. At least he didn't call himself like Gollum, you know?
Yeah.
He could have.
He had a name. Yeah. Falcon did not. So.
It's the turrets.
Turrets. Okay, so. Alright, so these are the 6 laser turrets.
Who are they targeting?
They're going to be. There are 4 of you. 5 of you. D6 to see who gets the extra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
6.
Who's 6?
I will bodyguard if I have to.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Roaring Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying you're volunteering to take the 6 as well?
Yeah.
Okay. So you are 3 and 6.
Wouldn't it be targeting the lion for 6?
No. It doesn't. It's recognized as a friend, even.
Gotcha.
It's not magic.
The IFF tag is.
Yes.
Yep.
1? Wait. Hold on, if you're just taking 6, I don't need to roll a die.
He'll take 2.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Okay, 1, so that means it's you. Art's taking this second one. So, 1. I'm gonna guess an 18 misses you.
No, it does not.
Unless you say shield.
You gonna shield?
I can't shield. I've not had my action yet.
You're right. Alright, so I'm gonna hit you for 36.
Can I take a dex to take the shot for him?
No. You can't.
I can, but I already said I'm using my reaction to take 16. The 6th shot.
Take 22 points of fire damage.
Okay.
I was really hoping it was radiant damage.
No.
Because all the other lasers have done radiant.
They've varied, actually.
They're fired? You said fire damage,
it is
right?
Fire damage, yes.
Okay.
It's all based
which I think
on
you're resistant to it, too.
Yeah, I'm resistant.
That one is fire damage.
Yep.
I'm going to go down the list. Fire, cold, whatever. They're a varied blast. That you happen to be the first one. Second one I'm also going to do, you're the 6th one. So this one's on Demon.
Plus
11. I got a 4 and a 1. It blows up. Cough 2.
Nice.
And that's why I picked up the cloak.
Yeah?
The cloak with display.
Yep.
Chart 2 blew itself the fuck up. This is
3 on me.
3 on Rico. 28 to hit.
Yeah.
4. This is all fire damage. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll be the 3rd on the... It's the Chromatic Orb table.
I've got enough stuff pulled up. Somebody else grab that
one. Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Thank you.
Wow, that was a shit roll, though. 16 total on 66.
What was it?
16 total on 66 of whatever element it would be 3rd on that Chromatic Orb table.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it's half.
Your choice of acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, or thunder.
Acid, cold.
Acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, thunder.
So it was fire.
You started with fire.
It should have been in order, so you would have taken acid
damage.
Okay.
I was just going down the table.
That's fine.
All right, so...
8 points of fire damage.
Right. Natalie, you're next.
Okay.
13 misses you.
Yeah.
This is the one on Roaring Dragon. Oh. Of course I crit her.
I anti-crit it.
Good for her. So she won't take a butt ton to the face.
What is the damage type on this
one? What is the damage type for 5? Well, second to last one?
Poison.
Alright, so she's immune to fucking poison. What am I doing?
How does a laser do poison damage?
It's just an energy cell. It's radiation.
There you go.
It's a cancer ray, Mike.
Okay. And 6.
And 6, which is also at art.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No.
He rolled the target, which one?
I said I'm taking it.
Yes, you're taking of the roll of a d6 to who takes the next shot.
then I'll bodyguard and get in the way. That was the point of that saying.
Then that's fine. Then you're bodyguarding. I crit, though.
Okay.
And I use my anti-crit.
Roll the damage. Let's rock. As I said, I was bodyguarding the last hit.
All right, which is what kind of damage type?
Acid goes back to the beginning. Acid.
It does? Okay.
I'm assuming.
Right? I thought you read off six types, didn't you?
Acid, cold, fire, light. Oh, yep. Acid, cold, fire, lightning, poison, thunder.
It's thunder damage. Are you immune?
Just resistant.
Okay. So.
Though he has 17, two stacks of resistances to thunder.
17.
Yeah, but 3 leads to immunity.
21, 23, 24, 27,
30, 40 even. You rolled twice?
It's 60. I don't have 12 D6 out.
Oh. It was a crit.
It was a crit.
Okay.
I don't take max, because that's not fair for me. I roll more dice than you guys do.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't, but I roll a lot more attacks.
Do I get to throw something back at it as part of my bodyguard action?
Yeah.
Are you going to throw somebody at him?
Because you may make a melee attack back at the enemy if in range.
You do like a thunder punchy thing.
Yeah. All right. Doesn't quite work.
All right, those were my lasers. Now I have my rockets.
Ah, crap.
Rockets from the...
I happen to have a group, I have two groups of two. No. I've got an aerial target who will definitely get shot at. I've got the two...
You have two separate aerial targets.
And then I have
Shinsoku. And me.
And Blastar.
Who are grouped, but I'm standing in front of them.
You're still...
I know.
And
Brightforce will get
Brightforce. Now it won't shoot at her because of fucking Dandelion. No friendly fire.
So 3 and 3.
Okay, so
four of them on the two of us and one on each of the flyers.
I have four
of those. Okay,
yeah. So it's gonna be one on each of the flyers.
Thought it was 12 in the back.
No,
10.
Okay,
I may have said 12. I meant 10.
Well, then there's four targets. Two on.
Yes, exactly. Shinsoku so, and I need dex saves from everyone. I need two
except
from
me.
Yes.
Okay. Can I give us advantage on it?
One of them.
Aren't they firing in sequence at the same time?
It's a ripple fire to avoid that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The person who designed it's very smart.
I don't know about that. Oh, give it to us for the first one, Art.
You get advantage on the first one.
Well, that's good. 15 plus 3.
Mm-hmm. 18 will make it. The DC is only 16.
Oh, it's slaughter.
Okay, 14 plus 8.
Okay. Second one? Or for those two?
22.
I said for those two.
Oh, I make multiple dex saves?
No.
We do. What is the save again?
16.
16.
Okay, I make the second one. 13 plus 8.
15 plus 3 again.
Wow. You're statistically not going to make that twice. This is magic. This is just piercing damage, not magical. Just
okay.
It's a fucking rocket.
Yep.
All right. So I'm gonna roll this a bunch of times. Actually, I'm just gonna roll it once and we'll multiply it because I don't want to deal this so many times. Is that fair?
Okay. Who's the damage from these rolls going to?
Oh wait, did you roll for dragon?
Roaring dragon. Roll a
Luna. Could you roll for dragon?
Mm-hmm.
That way she's rolling.
She's adding a 9.
16 plus 9.
She makes a save.
She's good. Okay.
But
wow, that was a shit roll.
Question for you, Paul. Who's taking this damage right now?
Everyone.
But except for me.
Except
me,
for you.
Y'all made the save.
Except for me.
Yeah,
both of us are fine.
Oh, you.
Evasion.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good roll. 39.
So cut in half is...
19.
And I'm taking 19 because
you're taking
2.
9 and 9 is 18.
18.
So
Art's
taking 38. Taking,
yeah.
Natalie's taking nothing. Roaring Dragon is taking 19.
This is going to be fun.
And she also got shot for 20. She's okay, but she's not loving this. I actually have stats for Roaring Dragon written up, but I'm too lazy to go grab them. Also, she's not high enough level.
In any case.
That's my people.
After that is the Golems.
Iron Golem.
Which is just the Iron Golem now because Dandy is with us.
Yep. It's going to slash at Luna twice.
And then Dandelion goes, "How dare you, my friend?"
blue is first, if it matters. It doesn't, but... Fuck me!
One?
20 misses?
Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't even have to shield.
15 misses too, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I rolled a fucking 7 and a 2.
Shinsoku.
I even had a plus I didn't add in, but it wouldn't have been enough. Stupid
dice. You don't
dice.
By chance have chain lightning, do you?
Oh my god, dirty birdie.
Unfortunately, no, I did not do chain lightning.
Damn.
Super good. You could cone a cold the fucking side of the house.
Get the turrets.
No, get the whole fucking side of the house. 60-foot cone? From where you are, you're perfectly placed.
Yeah.
Wait, would the turrets be able to fire through the barrier?
Yes.
Damn. And we can't affect them then. They're on the other side of the barrier. We can't get to them.
No, they extended. I had to extend out through the barrier.
I didn't think that was okay.
They probably have like the rune down.
They're designed for it. They were designed as part
of
the system.
Can I get the iron golem in part of that?
Not a chance.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Can you move 60 feet?
Am I within 30 feet of Bryforce?
You were through her start of your turn. Yeah.
You were at her turn.
Which I can move 50 feet. I can't move 60.
But hold on, the golems are only 50 foot apart. No, you're fine. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
This is some bullshit, but yeah, you're right. You're rolling your D10s?
I'm rolling hero.
Heroes? Oh, shit. Okay, so he turned up. You take out your sword and point it.
Yep.
Hero, if you please.
Yep.
Of course, sir.
I'm 20, 30...
And don't forget to reroll ones and twos.
40. Oh,
tell me you hit 50. Just 50. Like, all right. So the turrets all died.
Oh, that's wonderful.
At 25 HP, I can't make it.
60. Yeah. 64.
So what kind of save is it?
Con
23.
Fuck me. All right. Yeah, the one takes full two. How much? You said 63?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's he looking?
Bright Force could finish him off in a good turn.
Well, we're looking now at the question mark because you... Oh, shit. No, question mark should have gone before golem, but...
Question mark has done what they're going to do.
So then the golems do their thing, which we already rolled. Yes. Because they missed. Looks like it's Demon.
I am going to be disappointed that I don't get to use one of my Horizon Walker abilities to grant me extra attack.
Just attack.
Yeah. But it has to be against different targets.
I know.
And now there's only one target left.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you kill it, she can't turn it.
Yep, I will go into melee range with it, and before I enter melee range, I cast haste on Natalie.
That's your an action, okay?
Yep,
and then as a bonus action, healing word.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting over here like
she's got the gun cocked and ready. Just
listen, if you actually, say fight this thing,
was it a mass healing word?
I could. We talked about using multiple charges, yes. Three charges to heal the group, but don't. Think that would be really enough and effective because it's only 1d4 plus 5.
Let's say it'd be a fourth level of casting, so a 2d4.
Okay, so 2d4, sure. And I'll burn 3 charges for that.
Add your 2d4 plus 5.
Mm-hmm. This goes to everybody?
Yeah.
Except for the enemy golem.
Neat.
That's a 2 on 1, so I'm going to reroll that one.
You can reroll both if you want.
Yeah, the other one was a 4.
Oh.
You don't reroll
and I reroll the 2 into a 1.
So, damn. 5, 10?
Yep, everyone heals 10 that can heal. I'm not taking damage, so...
I have not taken either.
And we've technically not short-rested since the last combat.
Correct.
So, how many people actually can heal the whole 10?
Me and Shinsoku
Roaring
and
Dragon.
Roaring Dragon.
So, 3?
30 points.
Alright, so that is your turn, sir.
Yep.
Bright Force?
Smite Force.
I go up to it, and I hit it, and I go, and I'm willing to change it.
This is not good for me.
She's got 3 attacks.
is this another where I have to get a natural 20?
No, because if you kill it, it's effective.
Hey, Natalie.
The critical was just a match.
15 plus 12.
You hit.
Hey, Natalie. Before you start swinging, maybe you should say a bonus action, increase my critical range.
Oh, I increase my critical range.
Now, she only has one of those. She only got the minute version.
She had the minute. I thought she had the 10.
Oh. She bought the cheapo.
It was Arden and I that got the...
Correct.
Maybe not. Save it for the next fight.
I'm just saying. We were 2 hours and 20 minutes in this episode.
Yeah!
I
was like, we should stop at this big fight, but we'd already started rolling initiative. I was like,
so is this thing, like, damaged?
It's fucked up.
It is.
So do I feel like I need to smite it?
Yes.
I feel like
it's very strong.
Like if I had if I were to.
You're also getting 3 attacks.
You're getting 3 attacks. Do a level 1 to start with.
Yeah. We're doing level 1, and that's what.
38.
3.
66 3d8 is what you would roll, because you have the one from me.
The one, yeah. Okay. I rolled a d10, and I am unsure. Oh, it's supposed to be d8. Okay.
Right, but what did it roll?
It rolled an 8.
Then I would have counted
it. And you just keep it.
You keep it? Okay.
We've done that at the table.
I've done that before because I don't have enough d8, so I substitute d10s, and if I roll higher than an 8, okay, I re-roll it.
Makes sense to me. Use what you got. Run. It's like a run with your brung kind of race, you know?
I will say I do miss my +7 initiative.
Yeah, you can take alert. Get you +9. +8.
58.
58?
Yeah.
That gets me to... Oh, so close. You don't need to smite if you hit this next one.
Okay.
I'll just tell you that.
19
+12. Yeah, I have a fountain dude right there. Yeah, you hit.
I figured. And then it's... I still have the 1d8. God bless America. That one is so much worse. I rolled 4 ones.
Good thing you get to re-roll them.
Holy shit.
Honestly, with your pluses, you don't really have to re-roll them. You can just...
36 damage.
And with a slash, the core glows bright. And it, again, shapes down into a very similar sized lamb, but instead of stone, it is made out of a very sleek metal. And... Dandelion was so good. I need another lion name.
Is it a male lion or a female lion?
A female.
Oh.
Oh, her name is going to be Lavender.
Lavender?
Cuz she had lavender like blossoms.
Dandelion and Lavender. It makes sense.
All right. And with her saying, "Hello, mistress." It's time to end, because this fight's been going on. I'm sorry, this episode's so damn long. All right. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
Good night, everybody. Take care.
Bye-bye.